you have to just keep in mind that Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is the Kitzur of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch Be'etzim is the Kitzur also of the Beis Yosef writings. That he's writing a Kitzur, a way to be able to learn Al-Khalq the Shulchan Aruch once a month. That way the Shulchan Aruch was written. And the idea of like Shulchan Aruch is between the first of all, for many, many years, this was the sefer that every home owned, and that was the reference sefer that they used in a big chedek of Kaiso. And therefore, it was accepted very much as a sefer to be used by halacha. So therefore, we'll try to also make it halacha maisa as much as possible. The short time that we have. And number two, the second mile of learning is Shulchan Aruch is becoming familiar with Shulchan Aruch, with Dal Chalki Shulchan Aruch. You go through Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you just be familiar with the different inyanim and sugyos that there is throughout Shulchan Aruch. So the Kitzur starts off with the Shavis Yesham Negdi Samid, which is a pasuk, and then he quotes the Rambam Mar Nevuchim, which is Hukla Gadol B'Tayra. Shavit Hashem, the next one means that place Hashem negdi absent me constantly. Is a cloud gadol and teru v'malas atzadik v'shalochos me Hashem. Ki ein yeshivas ha'odam etzinu osay. The person's dwelling, the person's living, and his movement, and his asaka v'hu v'vadim v'beisay. K'ma yeshivasay v'tinu osay v'asaka k'ashu l'fnei melech gadol. The way he acts when he's alone in his house is obviously different than the way he acts and he moves. It's all a sakim in front of the Melech Gadol, in front of a great king. The way he speaks and how he, in his discussions, is not the same when he's with his family and his relatives. When he's in the palace, he obviously then watches over every movement and every dibur. She was sukkan korei, should be correct, it should be the way it's fitting to be. So kol shegen kashi yasim adam al libay, ki amelech hagadol hakashboch hashabalei kol haaretz kvoidai. So surely, when a person puts to his heart, he thinks about it, how he's the Melech Hagadol Hakadosh Baruch Hu fills the world with his covet. Oy made a love the Raya b'masav k'moshe nema im yister ish b'mustarim. Is it possible for a person to hide in the hidden? Ani lo yarenu nu'um Hashem says Hashem alayis Hashemayim v'saretz ani molek levadim yad tagia love. As soon as the person recognizes, as soon as he's some adam alivay. So obviously it's understood why this is the Akdama to the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah brings this down, is because the more the person works on this Shvisi Hashem Negdi Summit, the more it becomes real by him, then the more he'll live the Shulchan Aruch out of instinct. It'll be part of him. Because he's in the palace of the Melech HaGadol, he's in the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is all over, and obviously he has to be careful to do what's proper to be done. So this is not just Musar, it's Halacha. It's Halacha. It's in order to be Mekayim the Shulchan Aruch correctly, you need to also be Oyvid Hashem. Like Mishbur brings down also that there's a, and Mishbur is also Halacha Sefer brings down that have a Musa Seder every day. The Bir Halacha brings down a person, how is a person Mekayim Shavis Hashem Neg Summits. He brings down the Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidius for the Chai Adam, that the six constant mitzvahs over here in the Bir Halacha. And the Bir Halacha also quotes a interesting Yerotzai that one would say before 3 years, well, we'll get to that soon. Akabarim, so that's the first halacha. The first halacha is to recognize that you're in the house of Hashem, and included in that is the Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidis. Base. Gam b'shachri amishkavai yed alafnei b'shachri. When he's lying in his bed, he should know in front of whom he's lying. So this is interesting. The Ramah brings this down also right in the beginning of Siman Aleph. Now, Siman Aleph is, like it says over here, Dine Hashkama Sabayke, getting up in the morning. Dinim of going to sleep is in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph, all the way at the end of Chelik Beis, Ma'ariv, and then this Dine Krishma Lamita. So why are we bringing it down in the beginning? It's Siman Aleph and Dine Hashkama Sabayke, that when you're lying in bed, you should know in front of whom you're lying. So the obvious answer is because in order for someone to start his day off with Shvisi Hashem Negdi Samet, to start his day off knowing in front of whom he's lying, he has to go to sleep with that thought. If he'll go to sleep with that thought, then he'll wake up with that thought. And Baruch Bey used to say, I go to sleep with a Rambam, I wake up with a Rambam. So what do I do then? And I dream about the Rambam. So obviously if a person goes to sleep knowing in front of whom he's lying, from the Rabbi Nishalam, then he'll wake up with that thought now, and he'll dream about it also. So therefore, this is all a hemshech of Sefal. You want to know how to get to the Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Samet, then Gam B'Shachvei HaMashkavai, prepare yourself before you go to sleep, so that you'll be able to, Hashkamas HaBayka will be with the Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Samet. Yad Kishir Mishnasa Yitzchak Hazi Hashem Yisbach Shmai. And Mimela Miyad, as soon as you wake up in the morning, he'll remember the chesed of Hashem Yisbach Shmai. Asher Asim, Asher Echzelai, the Shmasai, they return to him as the Shama, Asher Fkide, it's like Ayefa, worn out. Echzir Lechadosh or Regua, and he returned it to him new and fresh. Kidei Lavoid, Avoidosa Yisbach Shmai. Chol Yicholta, so he'll be able to be Oyved, Avoid of Hashem Yisbach, with all his ability. Well, the Shar say, call Yom to serve him all day, ki ze kol adam. Vashom ha-kosav chadashon l'abkarim, rabbi monesecha. Pirush, b'chol boik en nasa ha-odam beria chadasha, every morning a person is made to be a new beria. The yoyda b'chol levove, and he has to thank with his whole leiv, la-Hashem yizbok shmei al-zayz. Now, I mean, just a nekuda about sleeping, there's obviously the human nature is that one needs to sleep at night, and the purpose of sleeping is for this purpose, so that he should be able to wake up fresh and feel awake and ready to start a day to put in his full koyches of avodas baruch shema. So even though be'etzem we may not be into sleeping, because we want to utilize our time to its most, but at the same time, a person has to make a cheshbon, how much sleep does he need to get that sleep so that he could be fresh in the morning to start a day to get the most out of it. So while he's lying in his bed, he should say, so now, the lashon of the kitzur is ba'ida mishkavai. In the mishmura it says there, toiv loyma teikaf bekumai, when he gets up. I don't think there's such a nafkamin if it means while he's still lying in bed or if he got out of bed, but that is the lashon in the mishmura, is teikaf bekumai as soon as he gets up. Could mean just means awake, but kumai l'chayim means when he's standing. But as close as possible to when he wakes up, says Maidani lefanecha. Obviously, it's good to concentrate on the words Maidani. Ani is me. I am being Maida. I'm thanking, or lashon hayda. Right, the lashon of thanks is always also a lashon of hayda. To in front of you, we're facing the Rabbanu Shlom Melechai v'kayo. Shazar to be nishmasim and neshama v'chemla with pity, rabbi munasecha. Now, v'afav be shadayin ein yadim nikiyos, yachalom ezayis kim shayim b'shem. Even though his hands are still not clean, the assumption is that throughout the night, one touched a mokum and now he has to wash his hands before he says the shame. or at least clean his hands. Therefore, we say this lashon, which does not include the shame of Hashem. Yafsig ma'ad min teves chemlo teves rab. Now, this lashon of ma'idani l'fenech malachav kayyum goes back to the Seder Yoyim, which was the Talmud of the Arizal. It's interesting it used to be that a person, when they slept, even in their sleep, they were in control of their movements. Like the Rosh points it out already. That the Gemara brachas mashin that you say the 15 brachas, I'll say the of as you're getting up, and as you sat up, you got out of bed before you washed your hands even, because the tefillin never came later on. So how are you able to make the brachas? Because the person is in control of themselves over in the night, not to touch any makom mechusa. But later on, we're less control of ourselves. So therefore, we cannot make the brachas al seda of as you're doing each one of the brachas. So we masada the brachas by tefillah. Same in the kudas over here also, that once we have this problem, so we need to formulate a lashon which would formulate a lashon that would not include the shame of Hashem. Now, some people do have the meaning of saying the psukim, different psukim over there, Rishis Chachma, and a few other psukim. Those that have the meaning should follow the meaning, and those that don't, it's enough just to say by the ani. The Bir Halacha, the first Bir Halacha you come to, says over here, Nachem Moed Lizar Loima Kol Shalish Koydim Kol Shalish Tfilois Hoidoas Ayihi Rotzoi and Vuy Vishami Perk Tfilis Hashach. That's Nachem Moed before each Tfilah, there's a Yirotzin that's brought down in Vishami. Moed Ani L'Fenech Hashem L'Kei V'Lekei Avisai Shei Tzitzani Me'afeilu L'Oira. And my Mincha, it says, Shem Shetzikani L'Rois There's one for Meir, which is interesting. I mean, we're not knowing like that. The meaning is not like this. Bir Halacha, that we don't say these Yiratzai. Perhaps it's because once we start saying Maidani Lefenecha, and so that took the place of this Maidani Lefenecha of the Yisham. And once we don't say before Shachar, so Mela before Mincha Meir, but also fell away. The second Bir Halacha is what we mentioned before, going on Shavisi, Haroitza L'Kayim Shavisi Karo, Yizdar is L'Kayim HaShenichta B'Shem, Seif HaChinicha. And then he quotes the Sheish Mitzvahs over here, which is Kedai just to take a look at it, to be familiar with the Sheish Mitzvahs. At one point we had a bad here where we were going through the Sheish Mitzvahs, but that would be too much of a Arichas right now. The basic Sheish Mitzvahs, just to mention them, is Lahamin Sheish Alakai Echa Ba'ilam, to believe that there's one Alakai in the world. Shehimtzi called him Tzais, that everything that's around comes from him. Number two, Shleinam Mushum Alakim Zulasin, to believe in any other God besides him. And the third was Liyachata, which needs beer, what Yichud Hashem is, what's the difference between Liyachata and the first one that we mentioned, to believe Sheish Alakai Echa Ba'ilam. Third one is Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Okay, maybe we'll get back to where we get up the halachas of Shema. Dal is Le'oi Ve'amokim Baruch Hu is Avos Hashem. The fifth one is Yiras Hashem. The sixth one is Lo Yisasur Achel Va'amchem Achel Yenechem. Okay. V'yafsig Ma'ad Ben Tevas B'chem Lo Le Tevas Rabba. And present Shema Yafsig between the word Chem and the word Rabba. You'll just start to have right one more aloha here, unless it's already 17. Fine. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with Sif Gimel.